Are we having?
I was studying last Sunday, and I kept that with me all through the week. Amen.
Yes.
And that you know, you can't swear to your own detriment. You know, when you swear, and a lot of people think that swearing is cussing, but we got an understanding that cussing is having a filthy mouth.
Man.
That's not swearing. Swearing is saying something that you can't perform, you can't do.
Yes.
Amen. For an example, it's like it's a habit that we have to break.
Amen.
Amen. It's like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you don't have the power or the strength.
Amen.
We'll see you, Lord willing.
To get up in the morning.
Amen.
Get to where you're going.
Yeah.
So you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
We always say, if it's the Lord's will.
Yes.
I will see you tomorrow if it's the Lord's will.
Yes.
Promising something that you can't deliver on.
Yes.
That's what swearing is. You know, and we even went as far as to say some people who want you to believe that they're telling the truth, their favorite line, I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Didn't the Bible say you can't swear?
Uh-huh.
Now all of a sudden you gonna swear to God?
Uh-oh.
That ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You walking on dangerous ground.
Mm-hmm.
You promising something that you can't do. So just remember that habit of to break that habit.
Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, would you? I thought you was gonna say something. Break that habit of promising something that you can't deliver
Amen.
On.
Yeah.
Amen. That was good. Like I say, I took it with me all through the week, and I thought about it every time I heard somebody say, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I always say, if it's the Lord's will.
Yes. Amen.
Just like when people ask me, how am I doing? I say, well, I'm blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I always say now is if it's the Lord's will.
That's right.
Amen.
Because it's predicated upon His will if you will even get up when you lay down.
Amen.
So many people go to bed perfectly healthy with all saints. What is the breadth, the length, and the depth and height? To know and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. And then in Acts 1:8, it says that, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and upon the utmost parts of the earth. I just want to kind of concentrate on that. He preached about the gifts and the that God was going to send back to us.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about all the things that God was going to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a flip side of that coin.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't get those by being who you are.
Man.
We have something to do ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't just sit back and expect for it to fall on us.
Amen.
He asked a question today in Sunday school, is what did, when the children of Israel came to the city of Jericho. And the Lord gave Joshua a command. He said, I want you to march around the city every day for 6 days. Now, the little army, the ragtag army that Israelites had assembled while marching around in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 years, they probably was itching. Let's fight. But the Lord said, march around the city. They could have, half of them could have refused. But I believe the whole congregation of Israel marched around the city. The Jerichoans are probably on the wall looking down at them, watching them. What are those stupid Israelites doing? Why don't they fight? They walk around every day, go back to their camp, settle down. I'm talking about things that we have to do to receive the gift from God.
Yes.
God's going to keep his promise.
Yeah.
He is a God that cannot lie.
Yes.
So when he says he's going to do something, he does it. But in order to receive whatever he has promised, we have to do something to receive that.
Amen.
So as the story goes, they marched around the city for 3 days. 6 days.
6 days.
And he said, on the seventh day, I want you to march around the city for six times.
Man.
And on the seventh time that you march around the city, at the completion of that seventh march around,
yeah,
I want the priest to blow the horns.
Yes. Man.
Thinking about us and the guitar and the organ, we was blowing the horn today.
Yes.
Drums, we was making some noise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And all he said that I want you to shout.
Yes.
Now I can imagine, I look at my grandkids sometimes, and when they want something, they can be heard.
Yeah.
But when you ask them a question, it's hunching the shoulders. I can't hear no shoulders. Lord didn't say, when you march around that seventh time, stop and hunch your shoulders.
All right. Don't hunch your shoulders. Everybody hunch your shoulders.
He said, I want you to shout.
Yes.
I believe every person, from the babies on up,
yes,
shouted like they had made the winning touchdown.
Yeah.
That they had made the winning basket.
Okay.
They shouted, yes, to the top of their lungs.
Yes.
The Jerichoans was just, what's going on? They was confused.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, when they did what God asked them to do, the walls fell down.
All right.
When the saints were in the upper room, and they were all with one accord.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost fell.
All right.
The gift that God had promised.
Yes.
Yes.
Came down.
Yes.
Filled the room.
Filled them up.
And gave them the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
But they had to be at that certain place.
Yes.
At that certain time.
That's right.
That what God had instructed them to do.
Yes.
In our Sunday school lesson, it also talked about two women that turned their back on their lives and started for new horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Once we turn our back on our old self, on our old habits, on our old ways, get baptized in the name of Jesus and become new creatures,
man,
and we allow and we get rid of everything that we have and we allow the Holy Ghost to come into us, we become committed.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
To living for God.
Yes.
Amen.
We become committed to making the journey.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's going to be once you get the Holy Ghost, you've got it made.
You gotta work hard. Don't work like that.
Yeah.
You gotta work for it.
That's right.
Keep working.
You gotta work.
You're gonna be persecuted for His name.
Amen.
The Lord said, if they persecuted me,
it's gonna happen.
What more are they gonna do to you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. I got the power of life and death in my hand.
Yes.
And if they gonna persecute me, you got to have faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to have faith.
Yeah.
All I'm saying to you, saints, is keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the enemy steal your faith.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. It takes faith to walk with God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. We was singing a song about I'll Fly Away, and I was thinking about Flight 416.
Hallelujah. Yes. Right.
When Jesus say, come my people.
United.
And we are like that magnet. We get caught up.
Yes.
Ella always saying that I can just see my cloud.
Right.
We ain't gonna be on no crowded 747.
All right.
Where you ain't got no elbow room.
No leg room.
Person in the front of you got the seat reclined in your lap.
Yeah.
You have your own cloud.
All right.
And we gonna fly away.
Fly away.
Past moon, past Jupiter, past Mars, past the Milky Way.
Yes.
On up to heaven.
Yeah.
To get our mansion. Amen. I thank the Lord for it. I just wanted to let you know that it's a two-sided coin. God is not just going to force you to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's not going to force His promise on you.
Yes.
You've got to do something to earn it.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can't just expect God to just say, poof,
yes,
got it. You've got to clean your heart, clean your soul, clean your temple before the Lord to enter.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We have to do something to deserve His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That's I just wanted to inform you and keep you on the path to continue to be faithful to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To trust the Lord.
Yeah.
It also said in the Sunday school, faith could be spelled R-I-S-K.
Yes.
Risk. Uh-huh. You've got to take a risk.
Yeah.
Amen.
The more risks you take, the bigger, the stronger your faith gets.
Yes.
Said, oh, the Lord did that for me. He could do this.
Yeah.
Take another step. Oh, Lord, did this for me. He could do that.
Yeah.
You take two more steps. Oh, the Lord is so good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He can do anything.
Yeah.
That's the faith you want.
All right.
Hallelujah.
You
Amen.
Want the faith to know that the Lord can do anything.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
But fail.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So I love the Lord today. I love this church. I love I love how we care for each other. Amen. I love when we're in trouble that we come together. Amen. Sister Linda, amen. We brought to my attention that she's feeling depressed and, she needed to go and see her. Our brother who was near death, and so I just We'll keep you in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're getting ready to dismiss right now. We're over with. So.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.